Welcome to the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending September 26th, 2008. This is news writer Colin Steele.
And senior news editor Barb Darrow.
Barb is our special guest this week. She just got back from covering Oracle Open World 2008 in San Francisco. How was the trip, Barb?
It was pretty hectic. There were 40,000 people there.
40,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was actually a good show because Oracle has been on an acquisition spree, and so, you know, they're bringing all that in-house. But I think the interesting thing for most of the partners there was they have a new North American channel chief in Ted Bariswell, who is a longtime Oracle guy on the direct side, so he's moving from direct to indirect.
And how do they feel about that?
They actually like that because they figure he knows how the stuff works at Oracle, and he actually has worked with partners even in his direct role. So he is the new top North American guy in the applications and the database or technology group VPs, channel VPs report into him. But the interesting thing to me about this show was that after all of the application talk out of Oracle, this show had a lot of database talk. And after all, databases is where Oracle came from. And I think the sexiest news out of the show from Chuck Rosewatt, the two Chucks, Charles Phillips and Chuck Rosewatt, was that they are going to work to make Oracle middleware, you're going to love this, Colin, Oracle middleware and databases work in the cloud,
ooh,
starting with the Amazon EC2 and S3 clouds. And then, as Chuck said later in a separate event, other clouds to come.
Why do they feel like that's an important area for them to get into?
Well, it's really an interesting thing, the way it was positioned initially, because the way they talked about it, and I think that was the big news, and then I believe it was Chuck Rosewatt who said, look, this is a good way for an enterprise to have a backup copy of their database in the secure cloud. So they're clearly positioning this as an ancillary database, not a replacement database. And if I made most of my money off of databases, I would say that too. But they said basically Amazon has proved the concept and they want to learn how to do it. And then later on, Chuck Rosewatt was asked if Oracle would build its own cloud. And he said, well, you know, if you extend what they've already done in hosted applications. He said, you could say that we already do, but he said, our interest is not in fielding a bunch of servers for other people. He said, we'll take advantage of what's out there.
And did they explain what the role of the partners would be in this whole cloud initiative at all?
Not too much. In fact, my question to Rosewatt was, in terms of developer partners, how much they would have to change how they're already doing development to develop a database that runs elsewhere, and the answer was not much. It's basically the target platform is not a huge issue.
And I guess the other big news coming out of Oracle was hyped all week. There were signs saying X is coming. Is that right?
And X is now here.
What did that all turn out to be about?
Oracle is now in the hardware business, although it's letting HP do the heavy lifting. Oracle and HP are collaborating on what Larry Ellison called, I've got to get this right now, the HP Oracle Database Machine, which is basically a very, very intelligent storage array. And they are throwing a lot of hardware at this problem, which the issue is that when you do a lot of database or data warehouse applications, you put a query, it may be querying historical data, which is often a storage array somewhere. And so what happens is the database goes out and the query gets all of this data and brings it back to the database for parsing. And what this does is put a lot of intelligence at the storage level, and so the parsing happens there. So you're sending just the queries and the answers back and forth on the wire. But it's a huge, it's a really high-end thing. I think that the software price mentioned was $1.6 million, and the hardware price mentioned was $650,000. Although Ellison said, and of course we all know Oracle never discounts, and everybody cracked up. So, you know, for you, $1.1 million.
Thanks, Larry.
So it's actually kind of really interesting news. There are things like this out there. Netezza has a, if I'm pronouncing that right, has a database appliance. There's a company called Greenplum that is working with Sun Microsystems already on something similar. So this is pretty high-end stuff. And the target here is Teradata. They're all going after what Teradata is doing.
And for all our listeners out there, we've set up an Oracle Open World page where you can find all of Barb's coverage from the conference as well as news from our sister sites, searchoracle.com and searchcrm.com, and we'll link to that page at the bottom of this podcast page. This is the last podcast for the month of September. I can't believe we're already going into October, but October we're going to have a lot of great guests on the podcast. We're going to have Randy Cochran from Symantec's Channel Program to talk about the Symantec Partner Conference, which is coming up in the middle of October. We're also going to try to talk to some Microsoft developers for the Microsoft Professional Developers Conference at the end of the month, and lots of other good stuff coming up, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Colin Steele.
And Barb Darrow.
And thanks for joining us.